Interestingly enough, The Life of Tom Kenneally, written by Stephanie Evans Steggall and read by David Tredinnick. Publisher David Ryan in London wanted a writer with an Irish background from the furthest rim of the Irish diaspora to write about Ireland and to test the mythologies learnt from grandparents. Kenneally was an obvious choice, a man who wore his Irish origins as comfortably and as publicly as his allegiance to rugby league and an Australian republic. Now and in time to be, Ireland and the Irish is, as the blurb puts it, a proud confirmation of the ancient suspicions the Irish retain of their national glory. Kenneally apologetically uses the phrase, without being too sentimental, throughout the book. Nevertheless, it is a sentimental journey, a charming, colourful book full of the characters, prejudices, memorials and anecdotes commonly associated with the country. He could never travel to Ireland without being conscious of its melancholy. The vacancies, the absences, the ghosts. Few have expressed pilgrim feelings as well as Kenneally. He is ever present in the book, with phrases like, I thought you might need to know too about, inviting the reader to share the experience. He also has the gift of the gab, often attributed to his Irish ancestry, and talked to many people as he drove around the country. Zane Berzins, a friend of the Kenneally family in New York, once travelled with them in Ireland. She was astonished when someone recognised Kenneally in the middle of nowhere and approached him. Kenneally also had the ready facility to include in his journey the Irish greats, among them William Butler Yeats, Seamus Heaney and James Joyce, and to quote from their work. Kenneally particularly admired Heaney, the famous Seamus, as he was known. The two writers had met on occasion and enjoyed a jar together. Heaney is a Christian Brothers boy like me, Kenneally said in 2007. It is his humanity and his sense of the holiness of the past, that what people went through in the past and go through now are connected by a sacrament of inevitable pain, which we can't avoid. Kenneally did not have a good relationship with David Ryan and was angry that he sent out mere notes to an Irish critic at a stage when they are not even ready for publication, were merely unrehearsed reflections. This may suit your idea of passing on ideas you don't have the guts to transmit yourself, but it also suits my idea of termination. I won't write under these artificial conditions and constraints. Ryan pacified the author, but there was an ongoing dispute about advances and royalties.